You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello! Yay! Hello, darlings.
Hello, darlings. So, if you're tuning in, this is the AfterBuzz recap for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And the flu bug has officially, it's bitten the AfterBuzz family. Everybody's coming down with the flu today.
Not me.
I know, not me either. It's just me and Susan in the studio today. And actually, Mari Fagel is going to be on the phone with us. Giselle is also out sick. But, you know, we're still holding it down for you guys here in the studio.
This is the Vaughn and Han bringing it live.
What? Yep, Vaughn and Han bringing it live. And Fagel on the phone, our resident legalese expert. So, well, Susan, where can we find you on Twitter?
Oh, blah. You can find me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn, at ITSSUSANHAHN.
Gotta spell it.
Got it.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number two, Girl TV. And Mari, where can they find you?
You can find me at Mari Fagel, and I will be manning Twitter tonight and giving you guys some insight from Twitter followers and what they have to say about Real Housewives. Now that I'm homesick in bed, I can do that.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And I also want to remind you guys, if anyone would like to call into the studio tonight, we welcome that. The call-in number here is 424-256-1633. And one last thing I want to remind you guys, please take the time to download the show on iTunes. It's 100% free, F-R-E-E, who doesn't love free things? And also, we want to remind you to leave your feedback in your comments. We read everything. Sometimes what we read doesn't make us so happy, but, you know, we use your feedback in your comments to bring you better shows and to interact better with each other. So please take the time to make your comments and rate us a 5 and keep listening because we enjoy giving these shows for you guys. All right, so it's another episode. Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes.
Now, I have one thing to say. It was really good seeing Chrissy Snow. Good old...
I love her.
Suzanne Summers. I swear that woman just doesn't age, or basically she ages so well. So,
she looks so good.
So the vitamins and the hormone therapy and all the stuff that she talks about, that shit's working because I think she looks amazing.
Amazing.
What'd you think about seeing Suzanne Summers in this episode, Mari?
I thought she looked great, mm-hmm. but Yolanda had prefaced it by saying, like, oh, all these women get plastic surgery and you don't need it. Suzanne Summers has definitely had plastic surgery. She looks great, and I'm glad she leads a healthy lifestyle, but you know, that's not a good preface to her.
No.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, Mari, because is Yolanda indicating that she's never had Botox or injections or any fillers in her face? Because bitch's forehead doesn't move, so I don't know who she's trying to fool, but she's like, you know, all these Beverly Hills women, and you know, what annoys me about Yolanda, and I'm just going to jump right in, mm-hmm. is that she's on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she's like, these Beverly Hills women, like, she's separating herself as she's not a part of them.
Right.
When you sign on for a show, you might not have the area code or zip code 90210, but you're a part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
And I feel like she's constantly knocking down her former wives. co-wives or whatever you want to call them. And she's like, you know, they all get like their face pulled and they get Botox, but honey pie, so do you.
I'm going to now, because you guys know, as of last week,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, jumped on the Yolanda bus, but I'm going to agree with you there. I think that she needs to recognize the company that she's in, A. B, we all know that she was a former model, so she can appreciate, or she should be able to appreciate, you know, pulls and tucks and nips and, you know, injections and all that kind of stuff. Now, also, your point, I think she was kind of insinuating that she's never had any work done, but I don't know if I believe that. But I would think if you don't believe that.
And I just want to tell you, Deanna, I'm very happy for you that you are getting on her bandwagon. But it sounds like people on Twitter are still with me and Susan on this, because Keisha all day wrote, she's a good looking, but she's so pretentious and stereotypical rude Eastern European that it takes away from her looks.
Oh, stereotypical. Ooh. Interesting. Ouch. Well, okay. But you know what? I think I challenge both of you guys to go and read her blog. Have you done that?
Does her blog have to do with her lying about getting stuff done to her face? Now, I'm not... Okay. Maybe she hasn't had the whole enchilada, like the whole facelift, and maybe she didn't go under the knife, but she specifically said, you know, the Botox. You know, Botox might not be plastic surgery, but it's still... consider
it's
cosmetic
procedure, right?
Procedure. And I was trying to Google her modeling pictures from back in the days, because, you know, I've been a makeup artist for over 10 years, and I've touched a lot of faces, and her lips,
something's off.
I mean, it doesn't, that's why I'm trying to, like, maybe reference back, but there's not a lot of pictures I can find of her back in her modeling days for some reason, because she was under Yolanda Hadid and Yolanda Foster and Yolanda whatever the fuck else she went by. So it was really difficult to pull up, you know, old modeling pictures of her. But her lips right now, I have to say, look like maybe she got a little filler in them.
I don't doubt for a second that she's had work done. And the main reason is, I mean, we've heard her this whole time. She wants to keep her body tight for her husband. They want to live longer. She wants to outlive, or not outlive, but she wants her marriage to last longer than any of his other marriages. So she's going to do whatever she has to do to make sure that that happens.
And bless your heart, and good for her. But don't knock your friends down along the way. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I agree.
I just think that that's just...
I just got off a stop on the Yolanda bus for that. But yes, I do agree with you. Moving on. Let's see here. Well, no surprise here. We see some more tears from Kyle. What, her daughter Sophia graduated from what? Middle school? Sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
I went to the same elementary school, Stephen S. Weiss. So shout out to Stephen S. Weiss.
And so did Maurizio. So what's the school like, Mari? Tell us.
It's a Jewish elementary school, and so it's an hour of Hebrew and an hour of Bible every day, and then all your other main classes. And so it's pretty intense, but it ends at sixth grade, and then you apply to other schools for seventh grade. But it was a great school. She goes to, we go to the same temple, because we still belong to that temple. So some of my friends have seen her on the high holidays at services.
I had no idea that you were Jewish, Mari, and I had no idea that Mauricio was Jewish either.
Okay, shame on you.
Oh, yeah, Mauricio's a Mexican Jew.
Yeah,
I didn't believe you.
I told Susan that, but she didn't believe me. But yeah, he's Jewish.
And Kyle obviously isn't, but she I'm not positive she's converted, but she's raised the kids all in that faith, obviously, because they all went to Stephen S. Weiss.
Well, yay for Stephen S. Weiss, whatever it's called. And, you know, yes, sixth grade graduation is a big deal, but damn, they made it seem like that was it. She's never graduating again. Like, sixth grade graduation, and then they're never going to see a high school graduation or college graduation.
But that is a milestone. You know what I mean?
It is.
It's a mini milestone.
I know. Yeah. And I mean, and as you should graduate the sixth grade. But they made it just sound like, oh, my goodness. Like, bring out the fucking champagne.
Da, 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 da,
they, da. I would love to be in that household, you know, like, really not expecting much after the sixth grade. If you grew up with, like, a tiger mom like me, you better go all the fucking way. But yeah, it was just the sixth grade. Mauricio's confessional and Kyle's confessional. Like, oh, we're so proud of her. It's like, okay, it's elementary school. Oh my God.
Well, you know, you got to give him something. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. The obvious thing. We see Adrian again, yet there's another...
Total bitch.
I mean, not only that, but it's like, the minute you think that the whole situation with her and Brandy is, like, dead, buried, the horse is beaten, like, let's move on, here we go again, you know? And it's funny, because I also read Adrian's blog, and hers is actually short and sweet compared to all the other housewives. And basically, she gave shout-outs to Faye, to Kyle, to Maurizio, and Camille for, you know, basically having her back with this whole Brandy situation. I don't know.
My Us Weekly that I totally forgot about and left at home was, it was all the girls lined up, mm-hmm. and it was, like, either Team Brandy or Team Adrian, and uh-huh. it really did show who was on which team, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's already done, dealt with. I mean, what can you... You're just beating the dead horse. Like, it's fucking dead already.
That horse
you know?
Is glue.
Yes.
It's over.
I want to talk about how Paul was trying to give her some chicken on the plate, and she goes, I got it. It's like, my gosh.
Chicken. What's sad about that is, like, we laugh about it because their bickering is normally so funny. But like I said, it's hard to watch their bickering now knowing what we know and the fact that the divorce battle is so bad now. And someone else commented on Twitter, Kelly Black 31 said, by the looks of this episode, do you think Paul and Adrian's relationship was already over because they're so distant from each other?
Oh, I think we were starting to see the demise of their relationship last season, for
yeah.
sure. Unfortunately, we
see,
just don't know
season,
what we know now.
Last season, I thought the bickering was just like the cute, funny part of their relationship.
Hello?
Bye.
Did she accidentally hit her? Mari, call us back. We lost you.
But yeah, I understand what she's saying. Like, I thought last year they were still cute. There was still a little, like, you know, chemistry going on with him. But now I just feel like she's a total biatch to him.
Well,
I mean, she's like, I'll get... And she, like, picked up the same piece of chicken. It's like...
Okay.
Paul's like, seriously?
I just think, I mean, now that we have the hindsight, you know, now that we know what's really going on, they got a divorce. I think, you know, we definitely were starting to see the beginnings of it last season, because I think what we thought was cute was actually, you know, like, because she was never really affectionate towards him. I always found
but that never
Paul
bothered me.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't bother me last year because mm-hmm. she's just a very strong, independent, very hard-headed woman. She's mm-hmm. just, you know, she's not, like you said, she's not affectionate. People that aren't affectionate doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad person
no,
or
not at all.
A warm
no.
person. It mm-hmm. just means, you know, she'd just rather not
touch
show
her
the
husband.
Affection. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. Susan, I totally agree with you because when I used to see the bickering, like, I thought it was cute. Like, there used to be these funny little montages that they would show of Paul and Adrian bickering, and all the fans loved it and thought it was so funny. And now it's just sad.
It is sad. It's sad, and it's just, I just want to smack her because it's just, it's disrespectful, you know?
Well, ultimately, they've moved on, and I think it's, you know, we're going to see it play out, obviously, on camera. You know, we're going to see their marriage play out, we're going to see everything that's led up to their divorce, and all that shit's finalized now, so... Oh, well.
Oh, well.
On to Brandy. Well, before we get to Brandy, I want to just call out something. Marissa, because I really like Marissa Zanuck. And, you know, everybody's preparing for Brandy's big debut in Las Vegas. And I actually loved how all the women rallied around her to support her. Because this is her, you know, part of her being financially independent. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, doing this hosting gig. But I thought it was super cute. And it was just a little moment how we see Marissa's mom. And she's basically like, no, you shouldn't wear this. You shouldn't wear that. That's homely. Can I go on the trip? Like, what, are we warming up to Marissa? Like, how do you guys feel about her now?
I don't.
All I do have to say is I kind of take back the comment of saying that she's older than 35 because you guys were like, oh, maybe it's her hairstyle.
Uh-huh.
And it probably is her hairstyle because her mom's hairstyle is so outdated. That's like straight from the 60s. So maybe that's where she gets it from.
You are so funny. I think she's in her mid-30s. I don't think she's What, you thought she was
my friend
40s?
Actually Googled it, and it said she was 38, and so, but she said 35 on the show.
Well, we all know that shit can be manipulated. Wikipedia, all that stuff, that's all, like, user, you know, generated. Anybody can go in, her assistant can go in and change the year she was born, so who knows?
Yeah. So but, you liked Marissa's mom?
No, I thought it was cute. I thought it was super cute how she was just like, girl, you're young, you should be wearing this, and me, like, she was just totally...
And you thought it was cute? She's like, I want to go to Vegas with you, and I'll pay for myself, and that's not cute, sorry. Your mom tagging along to Vegas, dancing on the fucking pole? No.
I thought she was kind of cool. I kind of liked her. You didn't like her mom?
You know, no.
Okay.
No.
Whatever.
I guess that's the difference between Ohio and LA.
Did you hear this? I'm getting dissed all over the place.
I'm just, well, seriously, you would go to Vegas with your mommy?
She'd have her own fucking room. I wouldn't be hanging.
So your
with
mom
her.
Would, Deanna, let's go to the crazy horse.
Here's some coins, Mama. Go and play the slots. Like, no, I wouldn't be chilling with her, especially if I was there with my girlfriends. But I just, I kind of liked her ballsiness. That, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I like about her.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Would you like to weigh in, Mari?
I thought the mom was kind of a bitch, and I just thought it was weird that she was, like, going on about how her hairstyle hasn't changed, and it's like, yeah, your hairstyle is straight up from the 60s. Sorry, I was focusing too much on her hair, so I didn't really notice that much of the back and the forth. She just looked, like, weird and weird.
Marissa's mom and Chrissy Snow had the same hairstyle.
God, I feel like I'm forgetting stuff. I mean,
well, let's, can we, you want to touch on Brandy?
Absolutely.
I love how Brandy was like, I love how I haven't changed because I'm still a hoochie. I love that about her. I love how she's like, my outfits hasn't changed since I was 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
You got to appreciate that.
I wish I knew what she was like at 19, or that we could, like, see a reality show of her at 19. She would just be even more hilarious.
Well, the other thing I really love, I love how, like, she's finding these friendships in places where we wouldn't have expected it. Like, I think, like, last season, you know, Lisa and Yolanda, like, these women have become, like, really close with her. And even reading her blog, she's talking about how Kyle is getting closer to her. Like, look at all the support she had, you know, all those women going to Vegas with her. I also read how she really didn't want to invite Taylor, but she did just because, you know, they're all at the art gallery mm-hmm. together. She was actually happy that Taylor didn't come because, you know, Taylor would have just gotten drunk and, you know, been inappropriate.
But yeah, I do agree. I love seeing all the women support her.
Yeah.
Brandy's body is ridiculous.
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 Yeah. Seriously.
And I wish I was there when they were just talking shit about Leanne Rimes. Because you know what? I think Brandy needed that. If you really took a step back and you think about what Brandy has been through,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this woman really, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Because yeah. this woman has been through hell and back.
Yeah.
So I love her that much more.
And, you know, it's funny, Leanne Rimes was on Jimmy Kimmel this past week. And
I
she was talking
that.
A lot of smack
about Brandy. What did she say?
Just, you know, the same shit that we've heard back and forth. But, like, now it's on live TV. It's on Jimmy Kimmel. And it's, like, out there for everybody to hear. Because first it was a Twitter battle between these two.
Right.
And now it's, like, she's getting on TV talking more smack about her. So it's, like, she's constantly having to defend herself. And she's constantly having, you know, to just... rehash everything, you know? Just Eddie cheating on her. She has to rehash all this shit with the housewives. So
I think Brandy's in a better place. I mean, at the end of the day,
for sure,
those are her two boys that mm-hmm. she gave birth to, that Miss Leanne is the one babysitting, basically.
Well, I mean, doesn't Eddie, like, have full, not fuller custody, but, like, the kids are with him more?
I'm not sure about that.
All I know is that they won't let the kids be on the show, and so when she is filming the show, she has to find other arrangements for the kids, and she can't be with the kids when she's filming the show. But I love that they finally, like, started talking smack about Leanne Rimes, because I couldn't, like, I knew, I was just waiting for that, because I want to hear it, because I just think Leanne Rimes is At this point, Brandi Glanville is more famous than Leanne Rimes, or in my opinion. And I just loved hearing they finally like said it, because I thought it all along that Leanne Rimes is just trying to copy everything Brandi does. She's trying to lose all this weight and look thin, wear these skimpy bikinis, and like she looks like a knockoff version of Brandi.
Leanne is 2 seconds from the trailer. I mean, let's be real.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I used to love Leanne Rimes and that song from Coyote Ugly, but that was like 1995.
It's disgusting to me, a woman who can, same thing with, what's her name, Sheena from Vanderpump Rules. It's disgusting that a woman would go and cheat on her husband, because she was married at the time too, with another man's, or with another woman's husband.
While she's pregnant.
Like, how do you, I don't know. I have a hard time with that.
Only God could judge that one.
Agreed. But it's I have a hard time with that. So I don't see how anybody could be Team Leanne.
On a brighter note, Brandy's son says her vagina had a tail because a tampon string was sticking.
That's hilarious.
I thought that was so hilarious. I was literally
laugh out loud.
So
did you guys notice, though, that this was probably the most fun, lighthearted dinner that, like, either I've ever seen on Real Housewives or at least this season? And the only people missing from the dinner were Taylor and Adrian and Kim, but Kim misses everything.
And Yolanda.
And it's like, and Yolanda, oh, please, I forget about her because she's such a bore. But, like, I don't know. I thought the fact, I didn't even notice until 48 minutes into the episode that Taylor had not appeared in the episode once. It took me 48 minutes to realize it. And you know what? That just shows me that I don't miss her. And this was, like, the first fun, lighthearted dinner. It's like, I love Kyle and Brandy and Lisa and Camille. They're all fun. And it's like, the other ones are just downers.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We like uppers.
And that's a great observation. Yeah, that we didn't see Taylor at all. And to be perfectly honest, we're not seeing that much of Adrian. But, like, do we really miss them?
No.
You know?
No. Nope.
It's like you get enough drama and meat and juice and, you know, all that without them. You know, it's almost better with them not being in the room. I was
offended that they, all of them, were, like, freaking out about the oysters. It's just fucking oysters.
It's a fucking oyster. Fuck, you just...
They swear they were trying, like, donkey penis or something. It's oyster. It's just oyster. And they're like, oh, my God, oyster.
Donkey penis?
I don't know. Like, just something outrageous.
Stallion booty?
It's just an oyster, ladies. My goodness.
Oh, okay. So, I know you guys, you know, you're not on the Yolanda bus, but I have to talk about it for two seconds.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
I love, okay, I'm not married. I know you're married. Mari, you've got a boyfriend, right?
Yes.
I am in a new relationship. But I love how she treats her husband.
Oh, because
really
he's the king of the house?
But, you know.
It's like, we get it. You're Susie fucking Homemaker. It's like every shot of her.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think it's like way too outdated. It's like, I'm going to cook my husband these souffles and like all of this and have him come home. And, you know, center of my world is him and everything else drops away. It's like kind of 1950s.
No, look, I'm not saying that because I'm a very independent, take charge kind of a person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's very much me. Now, I'm not saying she needs to throw out like having an identity and being herself and all that and like, oh, let me wipe your feet. I'm not saying that, but I do like how she's able to balance it, like how she can, you know, or at one point she had a career or whatever and she knows how to treat and keep her man. Like, I like that. I do.
Okay, but what woman doesn't know how to treat and keep their man besides a few of these crazy bitches?
Well, let's see,
like,
here.
Marissa.
Taylor's not married anymore. Whoa. Adrian, I mean, I'm just saying, Adrian got a divorce. Let's see here. Brandy's not with her man anymore, and I'm not saying that's any of her own wrongdoing. Like, something to be said.
Okay, right. Okay, maybe within these group of women, I get it, but it's just like, yeah, I mean, I think that's great that she wants to cook for her husband. And that's great, but she made fucking some chicken and some potatoes. It's like, really? She's like, you know, you should cook for your man. You should. He's the king of my house. Like, I take care of my man. Don't. Thanks. Holland, but I don't need your motherfucking advice on how to take care of a man, you know?
And sometimes it's about just making him feel like or think that he's, sometimes it's a game.
And that's
fine,
but you said that you're happy that she found a balance. It's like, she found a balance? I don't think she found a balance. She's like, my husband is my best friend. I just want to, like, crawl up in his fucking butthole and just stay there. It's like, you're on a show. You're supposed to be hanging out with these girls. You know what I mean? It's like, who can't cook a meal?
I get it. At the same time, how many times do we see on television, especially as it relates to housewives, and I'm talking about the franchise in general, where we see people come on the show and they are with the girlfriends and they are partying and they are this. And next thing you know, the marriage, the relationship, it's shattered. It's gone. Like, just, we've seen that so many times. So I don't know. I kind of appreciate where she's coming from. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but if this was a show about cooking for your husband, then yay. But it's not. It's about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we know that the Real House franchise is about the drama that happens behind the whole Susie Homemaker facade.
I don't disagree with you.
She's already been divorced once from Mohammed, and I'm not saying I know what happened in that relationship, but you're saying, like, oh, she knows how to keep her man. She is already once divorced.
True. And I didn't like the fact that she referenced, oh, and Heidi and Seal, it's so sad. It's like, but bitch, yeah, you're divorced too. And I hope you work out being David Foster's fourth wife. I really hope you do, but it's kind of like, really?
No, I guess the point, I don't want to be misconstrued. I don't want you guys thinking, oh, I'm all about being in the
50s. Oh, you are driving that Yolanda bus.
I am, but I don't want to be misconstrued because I'm a very independent, confident person. I guess what I'm saying is, even though they're housewives and we want to see the drama and we want to see them go out, when the cameras are down, it's like, what's happening with your relationship? You know what I mean? So there's something to be said about...
So are you trying to say that when the cameras go down, she's even more fantastic to her husband? She's like...
She probably is.
Rubbing his feet and sucking his toes.
She's probably doing freaking backflips and has a trampoline in the bedroom. At least I hope she does, you know? But that's all I'm saying.
And I'm all for, like, a healthy marriage. And yes, I think cooking is absolutely a wonderful thing. I love cooking, but that's not what I want you guys to be like, oh, she's a great cook.
Of course not. There's a lot more dimension to a woman than that. And I'm not indicating that, I don't know. I'm done.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm done.
Okay, I have to bring up Kim and her nose job. And
yeah, okay.
This might be a little harsh.
And Milton, her house worker. Oh, yes. She pays you, okay? So, of course, he's going to say that. Anyway, go ahead.
Now, I'm just going to say it because I just have to say it. I don't think Kim needs any plastic surgery.
Okay.
I think maybe she's getting it because she wants the painkillers. I don't know. Because she's so crazy. Like, confessionals when she's speaking, like, what? Did you understand what she was saying?
She still seems a little out of it.
She's very out of it. She's like, oh, and then like, I was like, my eyes and then my nose. And then he's like, well, the head.
I was like,
my forehead and what?
But here's something to keep in mind, though. We have no idea how long she had her addictions. It could have been for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It could have been for 15 years.
Right.
So all we know is that she's newly sober, so
could it be that maybe she wants to go under the knife because she wants painkillers?
I never thought about that in a million years, but who knows? I would hate to think.
I wouldn't think she wanted to do it because of it, but I would think that people should be discouraging her from having plastic surgery, where she would then need to be on pain pills, because that, she could very easily relapse because of that.
Right, because, I mean, when we were talking earlier, and we don't know what her addictions were besides alcohol, but we knew that she was taking something, pill form, because Paul was like, when you mix all these pills in with alcohol, it could cause...
She was on something.
Damage.
I would hope that a person wouldn't go to those lengths, but
I'm just saying, maybe right now is not the time, though, like Mari said, to get plastic surgery, because you would have to be on painkillers. Mm-hmm. How could you get a nose job and not have some meds to, to take away all that pain?
You can't.
Because I think when I was looking at her, I think she, a little Botox here and there, more power to you. She's been an actress since she was yay big. She was a child actress.
Right.
And it probably did a lot to her skin. But I think her nose is beautiful. I don't really feel like she needed anything.
I agree with you. I don't see what she needs.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary either.
Because she was like, the doctor was like, no, you don't need to like do the facing. No, you don't need to do the eyes or like nose. And she, the
what? Way I'll do she, your nose.
No, he doesn't even want to do the nose. But she's trying to find something to do, and I kind of feel like, is this like
she's
maybe
searching for happiness, and you're not going to find it through plastic surgery.
Well, I agree with you, Mari, because I also feel like all of her kids are grown. You know, they're moving on. She's kind of got that empty nest thing. Her and her sister still, they haven't, you know, mended fences 100%. So she's probably feeling like she's missing something in her life, and maybe if she feels better about her physical appearance, maybe she thinks that'll change things. I don't know.
Okay.
What else do we have? Is there anything legalese for you to weigh in on tonight, Mari?
No, but I do have a great story from this weekend. I ran into Lisa Vanderpump and Ken in Beverly Hills. It was so cute. I was just on some errands, and I passed Villa Blanc, and they were outside of the restaurant talking to a tour bus full of TMZ tourists.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
It was, like, very nice of them, because the tour bus always goes by Villa Blanc to say, oh, you know, this is Real Housewives Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, and she happened to be outside when they came up, and so she talked to the fans, they took pictures, they stood around and talked to them for several minutes, and it was very sweet, and she looks acts exactly like she does on television, you know, and so does Ken. They were adorable.
Oh, cute. I've seen her in person around town a couple times before, and she looks great in person. Like, what you see is what you get, so I think that's kind of nice. Well, that's cool.
She seems very gracious to her fans, which is nice.
Well, hopefully she'll be gracious enough to grace us with her presence in the AfterBuzz studios.
And I just have to mention, I just love how she's like, I'm not good at swallowing things.
I know, I love that. I love that.
She's like, she's so pretty and proper and prim, and then she says stuff like that, and it's like, whoa.
Oh, see, I have a feeling behind closed doors, she might be a freak.
She's a freak,
right?
She's a freak.
She'll probably have Jiggy right next to her too, just watching on. Like,
That's gross.
Oh my! Did we miss anything? You guys want to bring up anything? Any?
I just
Twitters?
Have to say that even though not that much happened this episode, I loved it, and I loved the dinner party because it was just fun and funny. Lisa was making jokes. Brandy was like divulging great stuff on Leanne Rimes, and it got sad at a point when she was talking about her divorce. But like, I just think Brandy is such an intriguing character, and I really, really like her. And it was just so funny that Taylor wasn't even in it at all. Adrian was in it for 2 minutes, and Kim was in it just for the nose job thing, and it didn't really bother me, you know? It was like, it was just, this was a fun episode. I liked it. I love Camille being back and being in Vegas, and I just thought it was fun.
I love Camille.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I think this lighthearted, easygoing episode, it's going to, you know, fly by very quickly, because in the scenes for the next, it looks like there's another dinner, surprise, surprise, and more drama, but we'll get to that after news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, the only two pieces I really had, we kind of talked about it a little earlier about how Leanne Rimes was on Jimmy Kimmel talking a lot of shit about Brandy, but, you know, Brandy continues to, you know,
Come out at the end.
Like, she's going around town promoting her book, which I love, and there's actually a picture of it, but
I know that we've talked about this, I think, with Real Housewives of Jersey. But, Mari, what's your take on once a cheater, always a cheater? Do you think that Eddie will go back to his own ways and cheat on Leanne? Or do you feel like he's 100%. Found Jesus?
I actually got some tweets about it, and people saying that once a cheater, always a cheater, and that it'll only be a matter of time before he cheats on Leanne. And I kind of feel that way, too. I mean, it's hard for a man like that to change.
Well, and what's that phrase? The way you get them is the way you lose them. You know what I mean? So, so for both of them. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe Leanne cheats on him again, or he cheats on her. But their union definitely isn't, you know, I don't think it's stable by any means. Look how they got together. So What else? Brandy Glanville, there's rumors that, well, she's been dating around, but it looks like she did have a more serious guy in her life, and it says that they might be getting back together. But I feel like outside of hearing about Leanne and her kids and all that, I feel like we don't hear that much about her personal life, like who she's dating. So I think that's interesting how she, that managed to kind of stay under wraps, and I wonder if that's on purpose. So,
I think Brandy would always be honest with her fans and her.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe she just doesn't really have a man.
That's what I was thinking. And because Camille was talking about her man. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I loved what Camille was saying about Kelsey and how.
So do I.
I mean, it was sad how they didn't have sex for months at a time in the last couple years of their marriage. But she was talking about her new man and, you know, how she was fearful that stuff wasn't working, and now she realized with her new man, of course it is.
And it works.
That would have been the perfect time for Brandy to say, oh, and my man. So I think she doesn't have one, which makes me sad, because she's a catch. Oh.
But then again, this was filmed, what, months ago, so hopefully by now she does have a man, because homegirl got it going on. She could do the splits, and she could work the pole.
You know what, real quick, this is something that we forgot to bring up and talk about. What do you guys, or how do you feel about Brandy bringing up to Marissa that her husband loves her more than she does? Like, do you feel like that was another, like, unfiltered Brandy moment where she was saying something out of turn that she shouldn't have said?
I kind of feel like Marissa, if I'm not mistaken, those came out of her mouth last episode.
Well, she opened the door. She definitely opened the door to it by sharing a little much, but she didn't use those words. She didn't say,
then
my husband...
Then who's the one who said clearly... The husband loves her more than...
Brandy did.
Oh, Brandy
Brandy's
did.
The one who said that. So, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, another loose
cannon
statement?
You know what? Brandy just says what all the viewers are already thinking. And so it doesn't really bother me. Like, I don't think I would have the balls to say that to Marissa's face. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Brandy's just telling it like it is. Marissa is not nice to her husband.
True, but is it her place to say something like that? Because at this point, like, she didn't know her that well. So to say to her, your man loves you, you know, more than you love him, like...
Well, if you're gonna put it to public knowledge and say, well, he's not my type, and when they were at dinner with the four of them, she's like, you know, he's not my type, but whatever, and... You know, and she was knocking him. Mm-hmm. If you're going to put it out there, yeah, it's fair game.
You're right.
I think for Brandy, it's because especially what she's been through, it's like, appreciate what you have.
Right.
Because, you know, in a blink of an eye, you can wake up and that man will be gone. And nothing lasts forever. And you just, you know, I'm sure Brandy never, ever dreamt of her husband leaving her and cheating on her while she was pregnant.
Right.
So I think Brandy didn't say it in a malicious way. Brandy was very like, you know, just be lucky.
It wasn't malicious, but at the same time, it has me wondering, has she learned a little bit from the situation that she, you know, from Adrian? That's the only...
No.
You know?
I don't think so.
I mean, I get that she says what's on her mind, she says what people are thinking, and there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes it has consequences, and that's what I was wondering,
well,
you know?
Clearly it has consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think her comment towards Marissa was just basically like, seriously, just appreciate what you have, because you're very lucky. You have a man who loves you. You guys have a solid marriage. Well, you know, he loves you. He's not cheating on you. Be grateful.
Yeah.
Because look how Brandy is. You know, she's a single mom.
Right.
She got cheated on publicly. So I think she was just trying to give her, like, a friendly advice.
All right. Okay.
And I think she has learned from the Adrian situation, because... Mm-hmm. What she said with Adrian was obviously something about her family or even her children, which is not fair. Mm-hmm. But, like, Marissa, last episode on camera was visibly being mean to her husband. So that's fair game to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Marissa even wrote that on her blog.
Yeah, she did. She totally acknowledged that she basically, you know, she opened up the door for Brandy, you know, to say what she said. And that was her mistake. So, and I like that she acknowledged that. So... all right, so let's talk about what we're going to see next.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Bing! Bings we're doing! Okay. Okay.
What the hell is going on next week?
It looks like
Camille
and Lisa. What? What?
What? That's not even your restaurant?
Yeah.
What is going on?
And funny enough, in Lisa's blog this week, she actually acknowledges it. She says, an FYI, me and my partner own Sir. I don't know where that came from. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of that next week. Thoughts, Mari?
I want to know what's going on between Camille and Lisa, but even more, I want to see this fight between, it looks like, Yolanda and Kyle. Like, I want to see Yolanda finally enter the drama, or one of the girls put her in her place and tell her that she is a stick-upper, you know what.
Well, you know what's funny is that, and I'm just going to be quick about this, and again, Yolanda, but if you read her blog, she addresses a lot of this shit in her blog. She talks about how Kyle, like, needs to stand up and have a backbone, and she plays the fence. She really speaks her mind in the blog. Now, why we're not seeing this on camera, I don't know.
Wait, time out.
Okay.
That Kyle's on the fence about what? Between Adrian and Brandy?
Well, that she feels like Kyle tries to be a people pleaser, and that she's not, you know, standing up for anybody, that she's kind of like, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, weighing this one out. And she actually, she brings it up quite a bit if you read her blog.
Okay.
So it's just, it's interesting how we don't see that side of her on camera, but you read it. So,
okay.
Oh, well, it is what it is. All right. I think we're done.
That was it. About Yolanda?
All about Yolanda. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in, Mari.
Hi. Thank you, guys.
And thank you guys for downloading us on iTunes and rating us a 5 subliminal message. Be sure to check us out next week. Hopefully we'll have a full house. You got something, Susan?
I wanted to give some shout-outs, but, you know, I'll do that next week. Thank you for all our iTunes listeners. You guys really are just... And YouTube, I mean...
You guys are amazing. We love your comments. We love how engaged you are.
And that I'm your favorite.
And that this one's your favorite. All right. But, yeah, no, totally. Thanks for listening. Thanks for commenting, rating us, and we'll see you next week.
High five.
High five.
Where can we find you?
Cheese balls. Oh, you can find me at GoToGirlTV. Where can you find
me? And you can find me at It's Susan Hahn on Twitter.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Where can we find Mari?
Mari
at Mari Fagel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.